Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with His grace and His special mercy and blessings on this night of Jummah, which is a very blessed night, a night full of blessings and mercies and virtues. This is such a blessed night that if we look across the whole week, once this night comes during the week, and this is Sayyidul Ayyam, the day of Jummah, and this night is attached to this day. The next day is a great day, the day of Jummah. And the pious elders have stated that this night of Jummah is the Laylatul Qadr for the week, the fadail, the virtues Allah Ta'ala has put and inserted into this night. So such a night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us and has given us the tawfiq to do special ibadah, a special unique worship. Now obviously, the ibadah, the worship that we have gathered to implement, it is called dhikr. And this is the majlis of dhikr, the gathering of dhikr. But this ibadah is greater than this. Why? Because it is the soul of dhikr. It's the real objective. It is the real foundation of dhikr, the platform of dhikr, which Allah Ta'ala has given to us with His fadl, with His grace and with His bounty. He's given us His favors, the ability to do this. And this is the ruh of dhikr. If you don't have the ruh, the soul, it won't be dhikr. And dhikr is established and it is there due to the ruh. And the ruh of this worship is dua. Dua. The whole gathering of dhikr, this is a collection of dua, you could say. A collection of dua. A combination of dua. So you take the ruh out, if you take the soul out, then you don't have the objective. So the objective, the ruh, the soul, the spirit of this gathering is dua. And what is dua? Asking from Allah, asking Allah, supplicating to Allah, Allah with His special mercy, special grace, whoever He gives the ability, whoever He gives the understanding to, whoever His mercies descend upon, that Allah Ta'ala gives that person the tawfiq to do dua, the ability, capability to do dua. Our biggest enemy against us with regards to doing dua is shaitan, a cursed shaitan. He injects evil and negative thoughts into us. Because with regards to dua, Allah has said, ask and I will accept. Ask me, I will accept. This is a, you could say, a free of charge transaction, bargain. And shaitan, he wants to inject into our hearts the feeling, oh, it's a waste of time doing dua. Allah's not going to accept your dua. Why is that? Because you are nothing. And such excuses and negative thoughts he'll put into our minds and hearts that there's no point in you making dua, supplication. And this is the biggest, you could say, weapon for a mu'min, a tool. So unfortunate will that person be that Allah has opened the door of paradise for him and he says, no, I refuse to enter. My brothers, when the hands are raised for dua, then in reality at that time the door of paradise is opened. It is open, and that individual becomes very close to his Rabb, to his Lord. How close? How close? That if, for example, you go to someone to ask for something, he listens to you, isn't it? Yes. Now, for example, here we are asking Allah. Yes. When the servant goes to Allah, then he's very close to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala likes this so much, asking dua. Allah says, ask me, I'll give to you. How much will Allah give? There's no comparison. There's no limit. There's no limit. What a great hadith. Allah says that, for example, even if your laces break, ask me for the solution. Don't look around. Allah says you'll be asking for the laces, but with the laces I'll give you the shoes as well. Subhanallah. That all you have to put the laces into the shoes, isn't it, to use them? So I'll give you the shoes. Along with the shoes, you have to wear the shoes, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala says that I'll protect you, your body, because you asked for the laces. So up to the point of your body, I'll protect you. There will be no pain in your legs, your feet. Subhanallah. Allah is Kareem. Allah is gracious, merciful. Allah says, present to me your needs. But the waswasa, the shaitan, injects into our minds and hearts. May Allah protect us from this. The waswasa of shaitan, that when a person does dua, that unfortunate is that person, that he then leaves the making of dua, asking Allah. Brothers, never, never lack hope. Never lose hope, never despair when you're doing dua. So Allah has arranged this night for us. SubhanAllah, He's given us double enjoyment. Allah says, ask me and also remember me. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Yes, so only those attain this who are beloved to Allah. Are there only this many people who are doing dhikr of Allah? Only this many women? But we are ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Oh, that our desires are not being fulfilled, our requirements are not being fulfilled. Why should we do this? Why should we do that? This is shaitan's trickery. Don't fall into the trap of shaitan. May Allah forgive us from falling into the trap of shaitan. So whenever you have negative thoughts, then crush those thoughts. Say, oh, shaitan, you are wretched, cursed. My Rabb, He said that if I raise my hands, He will give to me. Whatever I ask from Allah, He will give. He will give. So tonight Allah Ta'ala has gathered us together, assembled us together. For which purpose? For making dua. Allah says that everything you will say and recite during dhikr, the kalimat, they are great duas. They are not minor duas. These are those duas that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam requested. Rahmatul Alam, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Rahmatul Alameen, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from his blessed statement, these duas were mentioned, recited. These aren't small duas, so valuable, extremely valuable. One dua of these, if it's accepted, that if this great dua came from the blessed and honorable tongue of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then if that is accepted and recited, then we have surpassed, we've gone to the top of the peaks. That's dhikr. What else is dhikr? This is the objective of dhikr. This is the reality of dhikr. That Allah Ta'ala seated us down. Allah Ta'ala says that, come on, those verses that my beloved Nabi, the greatest Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he recited these kalamat, such a great Nabi, the greatest Nabi, and the previous Nabis who recited these duas, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin, Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khairul warithin. The previous Nabis, how they recited these verses, Rabbana dhalamna anfusana, different duas. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiz. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited these verses in duas, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Tell me, is this not fortune, good fortune? If these duas have been recited by the prophets, and in this night, which is the greatest night of the week, and Allah Ta'ala is enabling us to recite this, somebody else is running around here, dossing there, sitting here, some woman is doing something, somebody else is doing something else, different actions. But imagine, Allah Ta'ala has seated us down, assembled us, to make these duas, recite these duas. So brothers, one dua, alhamdulillah, today. For example, if we recite today a dua that any Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he recited, then Allah will accept, inshallah. So here a point which I'd like to request in your presence, in your company, is because we are assembled to make dua, we are all prepared to make dua. Obviously there are many duas and we depend on Allah, we require Allah Ta'ala's assistance. Of course, we need this, we need X and Y and Z and A, B, C. What is it that we don't need or what we are not desperate for? So when we raise our hands, then we'll start asking everything from Allah. Allah, give me a house, a shop, a business. Allah, give me health and give me for my children, for our family, relative, sister, brother. For everybody, the whole list of the requirements will come in front of us, isn't it? This is the case, isn't it? But there's a method I'd like to advise you, which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated and advised us. We should ask such a thing. Look, that we should ask for such a complete thing, a complete solution that we will definitely attain and will be accepted and will attain as well. In other words, we should make such a supplication that when we ask it, we'll get whatever we are. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. One thing we should ask from our Rabb, from our Lord Allah. So all the duas we put together, all the duas we're asking, they'll be accepted as well, and they'll be accepted. And let me explain about acceptance, all the duas we decide. For example, I say, Allah, give me a house. I like this house, I do dua. I'll give you an example, that I do dua for a house. And what's in this now? All of the things we ask from Allah, this is the principle of dua, it's the sunnah of Allah, that Allah gives with His hikmah, with His wisdom, with His decision, with His choice, selection. When we ask Allah, then Allah Ta'ala responds with hikmah, with wisdom, with his choice. When he desires, he gives. What he wants to, he gives. He knows what this person needs and when. If I ask Allah for a house, Allah knows that this is not good for him. I'm asking, so Allah Ta'ala will give me something better than that. This is sunnah ilahi. This is the sunnah of Allah. So whatever we ask Allah, whatever we ask Allah, this is the tariqah, the methodology behind this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his hikmah, he gives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when shaitan puts waswasa in our minds, oh, it's taking long, your du'as are not accepted, you're wasting time, what's the purpose, what's the point of this? And that's when he injects our minds and hearts with the negative thoughts. But Allah says, my hikmah, my wisdom, whatever you're asking, sometimes whatever you're asking, I want to give you better than that. So sometimes I don't give what you're asking for us, for a house or an asset or something. Allah says, I don't give it to you. Shaitan, and he says to us, oh, you asked for Allah for a house, yet Allah didn't give it to you. What's the point? Allah says, no, I want to give you something better than this, because I knew I am your Rabb. Allah says, I could have given you the house, but this would have been not a good solution for you. This car you asked for, this would not have been good for you. You want to get married to this woman, and she would not have been good for you. She would not have been good for you. So Allah says, I want to give you something better than this. And that thing that which is better for you, Allah's hikmah, His wisdom, sometimes things can be delayed and we don't get what we want. We think, oh, I'm not getting what I want. Waswasa of shaitan. But this dua that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, this dua, this supplication, subhanAllah, is such a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His hikmah, His wisdom, He says, I'll give you better than this. At that time, we don't understand. The dua we ask, we asking Allah, we say there's nothing better than that. Now, if there's nothing better than this that Allah Ta'ala is saying, then, yes, so Allah Ta'ala would give straight away. For example, if there's nothing better than the house, then Allah would give straight away. And we think, oh, there's nothing better than this. This is the best thing. I need this. I'm desperate. But Allah says, whatever dua you make, there's something better than that I'll give to you. What is that dua? Subhanallah. Very great dua it is. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his blessed statement, he has mentioned to us, told us about that dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about that dua. What is that dua? What is that thing that we will ask through which everything will be attained? Immediately will be attained. And there's nothing better than that. It's the best thing to us. There's nothing better than that Allah Ta'ala can give to us. Yes, there can be another house better than the first house. There can be another car better than the first car. But this thing that we should ask for, there's nothing better than this. And what is that? Allah Ta'ala, give us the deen. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. This is the best thing to ask for. And when we ask for this, when we do dua, it's the night of Laylatul Qadr, great nights, this is the night of Jummah, we know our dua will be accepted today, then make a list, enable a list. Very few people are there who say, Allah give me deen, Allah give me deen. And this is such a great dua, Allah give me deen, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this dua. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us what to ask for, subhanallah. That, oh Allah, that Allah look after my deen, give me the deen, because that every one of my actions is related to the deen and the protection of the deen. All of the success of my life in this world is related to the deen. When I get the deen, the complete way of life, then I'll get everything that I need. And this is the reality. This is the truth. This is the truth. Whoever attains deen, he has attained everything. So this is what we should ask for, but we never ask for this. We never ask for this. The person who asks Allah for deen, what has he attained? Subhanallah. Now, we'll get salah. We'll get salah, which is the pillar of deen, the foundation of deen, the greatest part of deen, the rock solid foundation of deen. If you ask for deen, Allah will make you a person who prays salah. And if you start to pray salah due to the barakah and mercies and bounties of salah, you will pray salah all the time. If you ask for deen, then you'll get the soul of salah. You won't just get salah, you'll get the soul of salah through which it's accepted, through which the ranks are attained, through which Allah Ta'ala's, when the salah will be presented in Allah's court, when you ask for deen, you will get them. What is that? Sunnat-e Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. His blessed footsteps take us onto the path to paradise, and the sunnah ways introduce us and take us to Allah. So when you ask for deen, you're asking for the blessed sunnah. Deen is the blessed and honorable tariqah, lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you get the lifestyle sunnah, method of the sunnah, then every ibadah you do, every act of worship, you'll get acceptance. because of the sunnah. From one thing you ask for, tell me. So the person who has salah, that salah that Allah Ta'ala has accepted, because salah will be the sunnah, then won't it? You're fasting, you're worshipping, your Quran, your tabligh, propagation of deen, your speaking, everything you do will be according to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle, technique and mannerism. If we ask for deen, then the first thing Allah Ta'ala will give to us is what? The sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He'll give us the ability to practice the sunnah, because deen is practiced via the sunnah. When I say Allah give me the deen, the first pillar of the deen I will attain is the ruh, the soul of which will be the acceptance of all worship. Allah say, oh, he's asked for deen. Okay, let me give him the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, because then I will love that person. As soon as I start to practice the sunnah with the fadl of Allah, everything will become nice, brilliant. So apart from reciting other du'as, and we ask for other things, Allah says all the other du'as are reliant on this, that salah will complete and fulfill all of your requirements. Recitation of the Quran will fulfill your requirements. Is this not the case? So this is such a complete du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us with his blessed statement. What a beautiful method. Beautiful statement in this du'a. Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, give me the deen, give me your deen, the way of life. Allah, I don't need anything else, just give me the deen, make me practice the deen, ask you for the deen, because I know that all of my success hinges on this. Yes, that here and wherever I am, that my dunya will be made with the deen, because I don't have the solution of dunya. It is all quarrels, disputes, house, shop, business, whatever I attain, Allah, it is, if there's no deen, then I swear by Allah, it is a dust, it is soil, it is nothing, it's worth nothing. It's totally dust. Children and houses and shops and business, if there's no deen, then it's just totally dust, and it's a mirage in a dream that can collapse anytime, just like the dry leaves on the tree and they're hanging from the branch. Anytime the gust of wind comes, all of the leaves will fall to the ground, because and the ground looks yellow and brown. So the house, the wealth and the money and the shops and the business and the children, all of them are like the dry leaves on the branch, and one gust of wind comes and they'll all fall onto the floor and get crushed. They'll get crushed. Yes, Corona, look, it sealed everything, closed down the businesses and airports are closed and planes are grounded and you can't go out. Masjids have closed and the Kaaba has been, Haram Sharif is closed, Medina closed, just everything, just one gust of an illness. And like the dry leaves, Allah Ta'ala stood everybody up. Everyone knows it looks like this, I don't know. But Allah Ta'ala, if it was a strong gust of wind, Allahu Akbar, if this wasn't a strong message from Allah, why would our masjids be closed? Why would our institutes be closed? Because they were weak, just like the dry leaves on the tree and the breeze and the gust of wind comes. But those leaves which are green and full of vigor, and even if a strong wind comes, they continue to sway. They stay attached. They don't drop. They don't fall. Because our deen, it is dry like the dry leaves. There's no life in it. There's no sunnah in there. There's no tariqah. There's no methodology. So we're dry. So the deen is what we should ask from Allah. The way of life. The religious way of life. If deen comes into our life, then everything in our life will be solid, robust. Our wealth and mal that we think is everything is nothing. Just a breeze, a gust, and everything's everywhere. All the warehouses, are shut. Shops are closed. People with stock and big centers and shopping centers and this center and that center, all closed, shut down, empty, idle. We see that. And such a gust that there's not, we can't even see that disease that's there. And there's waswasa. Some people say, oh, it's a conspiracy. Some people say there's a game or it's a trick. And some people say that it's all to put our deen down. Whatever it is, whatever it is. Well, even if it's a conspiracy, if somebody's done it, Allah Ta'ala has enabled that to be done. Allah's adab, when He sends it, He sends it even via the people who are maybe against the deen. So Allah Ta'ala has enabled everything, isn't it? It doesn't matter who's done it, how it's happened, why it's happened, etc. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala, via the people who are opposed, Allah Ta'ala sends the destruction. Allah Ta'ala, He sets free those people who are against the deen, and the losses to the deen come. So this could also be adab in that form. So we can't say. So what I'm trying to say is that The best thing for a person, for his dunya and for his hereafter, is deen. So the Prophet ﷺ stated, if you want to ask Allah, what should you ask for? Deen. Ask Allah for deen, the complete religious way of life. If the deen comes, and if our dua this night is accepted, I said this night is the night of acceptance of duas. Allah give me deen. Allah give me deen. Allow me to practice deen. If the deen comes, then even this mud hut and my to live in and the dry bread that we eat is good enough for us. It doesn't matter. If the breeze comes and the winds come, storms come, the houses will collapse. But my mud hut, my weak home, it will not drop. Subhanallah. We've heard events and we've seen that when the flood comes, the big houses, they collapse. And sometimes the houses of devotees and people who are beloved to Allah, they stay intact. And their roofs have not fallen or collapsed, because the roofs are not established based on the solidity of their materials. Their houses are established on hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, upon dhikr of Allah. So how can water leak through their roofs and collapse their homes? Their homes are very strong, very strong. These are those walls that subhanallah, the angels, subhanallah, they construct their homes. We think that they're made of mud or they're weak and the brick and mortar is weak and it's not solid. But Allah says the angels construct their houses. Why? Because they are living in those homes on the foundation of deen. So what should we ask from Allah, brothers? Deen. Ask deen from Allah. In that home where there's no deen, doesn't matter what he does, he can try his best. He can push as much as he wants, but nothing will be attained. We have to get the success via obeying and implementing the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ and obeying Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite this dua on this night. And what's in this dua? What's in this dua? That you ask Allah for deen, Allah will give you the Sunnah. So if we ask for a house, there are better houses out there in the world, but there's nothing better than the Sunnah. Allah will not stop in giving you the Sunnah. There's no greater gift than the Sunnah. Allah will say, no, I want to give you something better. We ask Allah for deen, Allah will make us pray Salah, establish Salah in our lives. And is there anything better than Salah? Allah will say, no, wait. For example, some people say, no, wait, don't buy this house, there's another house, wait for that. When we ask Allah for deen, Salah will come immediately, dua will be accepted. Yes, and when you ask the deen, Allah will give you Sunnah, and then your du'as will be accepted. There's nothing better than this. Allah says, there's nothing better than this. Take it right now. No delay, no need to wait. Allah says that there's no need for me to delay the things you're asking, material things. There's nothing better than deen and salam and dhikr and Quran recitation. Allah says, take it now. No need to wait. There's nothing better than this. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that tonight, this night and every moment, every night, whenever we make dua, start from the deen. Allah, Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, guide me. Allah, guide me to obedience to your orders and to the sharia and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not in the just Quran, the last few days. It's not just the Quran, reading Quran, that's the deen. You cannot do amal without the practice. The Quran, the words are not enough. Until you do not attach to it the methodology of Rasulullah ﷺ. I think we've discussed this in the last few days. We've discussed this a few times. You can't just take the Quran and walk around with it. Nothing will occur. If you just take the words of the Quran around with you, you'll just be having the Quran in your hand and nothing, no success will be attained. You'll only get the success when you implement the Quran in the way of the Prophet ﷺ's blessed method, lifestyle and technique. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the objective. So this is what we should ask from Allah. My Mawla, my Lord. Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, show us the straight path. Guide us to the straight path. What's the straight path? The Quran and the Sharia and Sunnah. This is the meaning of ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Not just the Quran. Oh, I've got the Quran. I read the Quran and I practice the Quran. Nobody until today has been able to practice the Quran. If he has, he's a liar. He is speaking nonsense, rubbish. He says, I don't need hadith and I practice Quran. He's lying, he's nonsense, kadhab. Shaitan has overwhelmed that person. Nonsense. That Quran hasn't just come on its own. The Quran has come with a practical method. Allah Ta'ala has revealed this. Allah says, I've given you the Quran formal. You can't practice the Quran unless you follow the tariqah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's it. How can the person say, I'm practicing Quran, I don't need hadith? He's speaking nonsense, he's a liar. I don't need the sunnah, I don't need the hadith, Quran's enough for me. There's no greater, bigger shaitan than that person. And look at the practice of those people, how weak it is. 5 salah, he'll pray 2. 30 fast. You say, no, fasting's not necessarily 1 fast. There's some people say, oh, no, there's no fasting, you don't have to fast. The Quran, it doesn't mean you have to fast physically. They say, there's no word beard in the Quran, I don't need a beard. In the Quran, there's no order to do this. In the Quran, it doesn't say that you can't drink this sort of alcohol. I can drink. So if they just follow the words, literally of the Quran, may Allah forgive that the practice of that deen. There's just punishment beyond punishment for that person. Immense, because he's left the Sharia, Sunnah of Rasulullah, he's taken the Quran. This is the punishment that a person will become wretched, dalil, zalil, after taking Allah's name, and then he does wrong amal on the deen. So I will conclude what I'm saying. We need to ask Allah, make dua to Allah, supplicate. Which supplication? Which dua? The most important dua on this night. And the most important dua is what? Say it loudly. What dua is it? Which dua? Oh Allah, give me the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Subhanallah. Recite Durood Sharif.
Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, hame hamari auladon ko mere wala deen naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hamari auladon ko deen naseeb farma mere wala. Hame is saste raste pe chala mere mola. Puri ummat ko sahi farma de ya Allah. Puri ummat ki islah naseeb farma mere mola. Ya Allah, tamam pareshani ko musibaton ko dur farma. Ya Allah, bimari ko dur farma mere mola. Rizqi farma naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jo bulaayan par nazir hai mere mola, tu apne fazl khub se tu humse razi ho ja mere mola. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya kareem, hamari khataon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hum jo mujrim ji hain, ya Allah, humne bade bade jurm kiye hain, tu hi karam farma, rehm farma mere mola. Ya Allah, tere siwa kaun hai jisse maange. Ya Allah, ya Allah, tu apne karam farma de. Ya Allah, aaj raat tu apne karam farma de. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hamari auladon ke gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, musibaton ko dur farma de, pareshani ko dur farma de mere mola. Ya Allah, buri khabrein ko dur farma de mere mola. Aaj ki raat hamare mere mola aisi sukoon wali raat naseeb farma, ibadat wali naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jo fazail aur rehmatein karam tune is raat mein rakhi hain, naseeb farma mere mola. Ya Allah, hamare maa baap ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah, hamare rishtedaron ki bakhshish farma, har jaane walon ki bakhshish. Ya Allah, hamare ek saathi hain, unki phuphi ka Hindustan mein intiqal ho gaya mere mola, unki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, unke liye maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, ya Allah, unki qabr ko jannat ki kiyari bana mere mola. Ya Allah, unko jannat e firdaus mein jagah ata farma. Ya Kareem, jin ke lawhakin mein unko sabr e zameen naseeb farma. Ya Allah, jitne hamare rishtedar duniya se ja chuke hain, sabki maghfirat farma. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.